Hello. Just a quick note at the top of the show. We've been told that we need to find out more about you, the beautiful audience. And to that end, we've created a quick survey for you to do. If you go over to geeklyinc.com/survey, you'll find it there. And if you do a solid and fill it out, you can enter your email and be entered into a drawing to win a $100 Amazon gift card. So if possible, help us out and fill out that survey, and maybe you win $100. That's geeklyinc.com/survey. Greetings, adventurers. You have joined us for another special episode of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and with me is Mike Bachman.
Hey guys, I'm drunk.
Tim Lanning.
Hey everybody, I'm Harper.
And Jonas Entenson. Did I do it?
You did it. And hey guys, they're drunk.
It's just role play though, that's all.
Okay, it's great to be here.
Right.
Yeah.
The show is called Drunks and Dragons, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we had both last episode.
Good point. Had both.
Cool. That's the realest that title has ever been.
That is true.
Do you guys want to talk about your favorite Raw Fury game, or do you just want to roll a d20 and, recapping last episode? What do you think?
How about this? How about you just tell us what happened real quick so we can get into it faster?
This is a trick.
No.
Listen, the people at home, the recaps are handy. You know, for sure. But what they want is just more action. They want something they've never heard before, something they've never seen before. And the only way to get that quickest is with you explaining the episode, following a long-winded explanation for myself about what you need to do.
That sounds great. All right, I'm going to fall for your trick.
Yes.
Last time we traveled back in time. Assume you were sitting in some, you know, tavern as a bard spun a tale for you of King Titus Harper's glorious past.
Yes, very good.
And we found out that every 4 years the Raw Fury Games are held, which is a giant tournament. Which what did I write? Where's the thing?
Wait, it was quarterly, right? It was quarterly. I'm
right?
Pretty sure.
Yes. That's changing to quarterly. Yes.
I don't know math, but 4 years. That sounds. That's a fourth, right?
Yeah,
it's a fourth of 16.
So the Raw Fury Games, it's held every 4 years to foster good faith between the kingdoms of Drunkaros. And it had almost been canceled, but some mysterious benefactor named Unknown Benefactor put up the money, the 10,000 gold pieces, to hold it again this year, even though there had just been an apocalypse.
Are you ripping off the Triwizard Cup right now? Is that what this shit is?
Well, we did fight
a dragon for the first time, so.
Yeah. Are we going to have to, like, go through a fucking maze? And
we're going to have to jump in the water. Don't make me jump in the water.
Please, who's ever editing this podcast, edit out that bit, because that's spoilers.
An underwater maze.
I don't even like Harry Potter.
He's like, you see a wizard named Voldemort. You gotta fight him.
So, our troop, which, you know, is always consists of a noble person or not, I guess, because there's definitely common folk as well. Mm-hmm. They're number one or number two. Did I say number one or number two?
You said number two.
I think I said both.
Yeah.
And also a bard to herald their many tales and exciting feats that they've performed in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So, Harper and Rudolph. What was his last name?
It's It's
Rhine something.
Rhine the air. Rhine, it's like, has a, if to pronounce it correctly.
I feel like he and Roland Twin Ties would get along famously.
and Harper's good friend Meredith Bear Charger.
Yes, someone else is roasted but me.
fucking like you're a stone's throw away from Meredith Baxter when you say that.
So these folks are all, they performed the first task. They did it well. Mm-hmm. They had to fight a young adult white dragon, who was actually an adult white dragon.
Thanks, bud.
And they killed it. Yay. In glorious, 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 beautiful ways.
Yeah. Nice job, Bear Charger. Great job, Reindeer. If you could, with your songs, maybe mention the two of us a little bit more. I'm trying to find the kingdom, and it would be really super rad if this whole thing also kind of built upon that. You know, not a big deal. You do you. I'm not trying to ruin your art.
Yeah, I mean, you know, as soon as you guys do something, you know, it's worth your putting in song.
Oh shit, roasted!
He included you too, dude. Also, you two feel like shit because I ended the haste, so you guys feel lethargic, and you move twice as slow. Oh, actually, you can't take any actions until your quote unquote next turn. So you have like 6 seconds of just like.
I feel so tired. Okay, I feel good again.
that was enough time. Thank you. Yes.
What's his name again?
Walter Smidge.
Walter, is it Smidge?
That's what I wrote down.
Yeah, that's what I wrote down. Walter Smidge.
Walter Smidge. It is Smidge. Absolutely Walter Smidge.
Yeah, man. Idiot.
He brings you back to your quarters where there's some health potions for you to drink.
I drink them.
And some fresh clothes for you to put on since yours are probably all fucked up.
I put them on.
And he's like, great job. You were the most exciting by far.
Really?
The crowd loved you.
Hey, who is that strong elf lady in the crowd? I feel like she...
I'm sure there are many elves in the crowd.
It was in the royal, like the badass box.
Oh, are you talking about Princess Asha Yara Dane?
Harper falls to his knees with a quake. I swear I've heard that name spoken on the lips of the most powerful angels. Who is she?
Well, she is here representing the elves of, God, what is it? Galanthus?
Galanthus.
And her father will be here shortly, but she's here representing them for now.
The Great King Dane?
The Great King Dane, yes, correct. They're here to participate and take part of the games.
Well, I hope she's not playing because she had eyes stronger than that dragon, if you know what I mean. And I elbow Bear Charger.
Once you're ready, there is a feast down in the main hall where she will actually be there. If you want to just get yourself all cleaned up, you can go say hi.
Do you have ice cream there?
There are many, many flavors of ice cream.
Nice.
Butter brickle? Butter
brickle. To name one, yes.
Bear Charger bursts through the door quite literally. The door doesn't open. It flies off the hinges.
All right,
and he's on his way.
We're going to go there. I assume you also have beer for my man here?
No. Yes.
There are beer, there's spirits, there's many, many good things to drink.
You hear from down the hall, there's ghosts in there?
He hears very well, so you have to be careful when you mention ghosts. Don't do it. All right, let's go to the feast.
All right, you guys go to the feast.
On our way over there, I whisper to Rudolph, hey, man, could this time you maybe say something really good about me? It's just that this Asha Yara Dane is going to be there, and I want to make a good first impression. I kind of ran around all scared for the first bit of that fight, so if anything you can do, buddy, that would be super great.
Dude, just, you know, try to, don't be so needy all the time, man. All just right. Try to, you know, have some self-confidence.
All right, you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
I'm working on it.
I'll put in a couple of good words for you in the next song I come up with. Yeah, sure.
That'd be amazing. Thank you so much. Or whatever.
What was your name again?
What?
You're Steve, right?
No, I'm Titus Harper.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Jesus Christ. To the feast!
Okay, you guys head down to the feast. Everyone's just sort of mingling right now. You can definitely pick out the groups of adventurers along with just the various noble people, mm-hmm. Who, as they're, you know, talking, and you know, there's probably like one guy who still has some smoke coming off the top of his head from whatever fight they were in.
Are you saying that not everyone had the same fight?
No. Mm-mm.
Wow. Yeah.
So yeah.
So we're gonna revisit this every year, but from different perspectives.
I'm sure. So yeah. So you guys can do whatever you want. There's food. There's people.
There's
ice cream.
Rudolph just completely boycotts the food and goes straight to the drinks and just lays waste to the bar. And like 15 minutes in, he's shouting like, hey, Ashiera, you're hot.
Stop. I bring him a ham sandwich.
My friend thinks you're hot.
With mashed, like, dude, shut the fuck up. And with mashed potatoes on it.
I'm trying to wingman you, man. Be cool. I'm trying to be, I'm being a good wingman.
Eat this ham sandwich. I invented it just now. No one's ever put a ham on a sandwich before.
Oh, this is good.
It is good.
I've got probably a good like 6 or 7 ice cream cones precariously balanced between my hooves. they're all coffee flavored, so I'm just like off the wall right now. I'm like, Harper, have you tried this ice cream? Have you had some? I brought you a cone. You can have the little one though. You can have this one. This one's for me. It's a dipped cone. It's good chocolate.
Thanks,
bud. And I'm very close to my Arnold Schwarzenegger voice.
Yep.
Yeah. Not far away.
Bear Treasure, I told you, you gotta calm down and also go to your Arnold voice. I take the ice cream and I eat it regally.
And one of the other adventurers,
and I got a 20.
Okay, you do great.
Thank you, buddy.
You eat it really well. One of the other adventurers comes up to you, and it's the one who's like, "Hello, I'm Cardinal von Galen. These are my associates, Zato and Rakoff Bloodletter."
Well,
I saw your performance. I think you're our biggest competition.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you. I've heard that you're from Glane, the Jewel of the East.
Indeed. I'm glad you've heard of Glane, the Jewel of the East.
The Jewel of the East!
How did Glane fare in the demon apocalypse?
Oh, not well. No one really did.
So true. I've heard rumors that some places it wasn't as bad, nor Hall.
No, every place was affected, for sure, canonically.
I heard Norhall wasn't hurt as bad.
No, I think it was destroyed, is what I heard.
No, that's not what happened. Also, what's that place we went to? Where we met Jet Razor in the future. What's that place called?
I don't follow. I don't know who this Jet Razor is. That the singer?
Yeah. Yes. Thank you. I was gonna say everybody knows who Jet Razor is.
I've heard he's a douche.
Whoa! Yeah, bro. Yeah.
All the bards talk about it. Like, it's, you know.
Yes, I heard the town where Jet Razor lives is whom I've heard of recently was somewhat spared.
Bear Charger stands up straight, and Harpy, you'll know this. The others can be forgiven for not, but he has multiple Jet Razor posters up in his quarters, the room, not the coin. And he is he just seems very, like, not like angry, just like hurt. You know, that everybody would talk about Jet Razor this way.
Bro. Like, no, I've heard many great things about Jet Razor. Anyways,
I'll tell you a rumor I heard. Like, you know, when ladies go to hug Jet, he feels like he's all mushy, like he's not like made of flesh, like he's
Rudolph.
He's pummely. It's a rumor.
Rumor, Rudolph. You can't just start a rumor that he's a gooey boy.
You can't start a rooter either.
Don't run him into the goo zone.
It's not my rumor. He's reportedly a gooey boy.
Hey, I'm super sorry about that. Rudolph here has had way too many drinks. There's no way that Jet's a gooey boy.
I actually, I tried to get Jet. Unfortunately, he was unavailable, and all I could get was this Rakoff blood letter. You see what appears to be a drunken orc, possibly paladin, also sitting at the bar, probably drinking almost as much as our friend Rudolph.
How about this? How about a quick friendly wager? If my bard can outdrink your bard, you will drop out of the competition. And if...
I don't even think he's a bard.
Oh. Well, how about... Well, if you put your money where your mouth is. If my boy here can beat your boy there, then you should drop out of the competition. And likewise for me.
That, I didn't wait 4 years to have my second-hand bard get me knocked out of the competition. Sorry, friend.
And I loudly say, and I slightly prestidigitize my voice towards Asha Yarden, which I have not looked at the entire time, just around, been super cool. Like, oh, so you're a chicken as well as a coward? And then a host of chicken noises sprout across from where I'm prestidigitizing it.
At this point, Rudolph has already, like, strolled to the table where the other bard is, and he's shouting at his face, going like, I'll arm wrestle you right now. Come on, come on.
No, drink him.
Let's do this.
You realize he is actually, he's not even a half orc, he's just a full orc.
Oh my god.
He goes, I'll wrestle you. Why don't we just wrestle? Forget arms.
Sure.
So, they start wrestling.
I mutter to myself and throw another licorice root on the ground, and I give my boy haste again.
All right. I'm pretty sure Rudolph would be able to quickly get Rakoff Bloodletter into a half Nelson, and he's soon screaming and begging for mercy.
Oh, I go immediately for the crotch. Like, that's where it's Rudolph just goes immediately straight for the crotch.
Thrifty was talking about his dick. You get his dick in a
half Nelson.
Half Nelson.
Half Nelson.
I rolled a 19.
Yeah, he's done.
Nice.
You tear his dick clean off.
No, don't do that. Oh, that's pretty embarrassing. My boy here. And then... Rudolph.
I'm kind of swinging it around like...
I don't like this.
What's this maneuver called, guys?
Oh, God.
What's this called?
Oh, my God. I'm sorry about that part, but that being said, you know, I mean, you did agree to it.
And he goes, Glain will hear of this, and he storms off.
Nice.
I think that move's called the medevac. This is like a helicopter.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Needs to go to the hospital.
Yeah, that guy needs definitely just go to the hospital. Put that dick back down. And then a wave of lethargy rushes over you. Again.
Harper, you get tingles on your spine as you hear,
Who is your friend and why is he swinging a dick around?
I turn around hello.
She holds her hand out for you to kiss.
I gingerly take it in my worn hands and I give a nice peck upon her jeweled finger and like, I am Lord Titus Harper of Paler's Hope, and who do I have the pleasure of standing in front of right now?
Oh, I am Princess Asha Yara Dane. It is great to meet you, Lord Harper. You did well today on the field.
Hey,
my friend Harper thinks you're pretty.
Stop it.
Everybody does.
Whoa, wowie. Okay, that's fun. Did you help me out in there, Asha Yara Dane?
I don't know what you mean. And she winks at you. And she goes, good luck tomorrow. And she turns and leaves.
Harper, beet red face, just kind of like, oh my, did you guys see that? That was crazy. She was totally like enemy, right? Right?
Yeah, nice shoulder blades.
Yeah, well, yeah. I think she could turn it down a notch, actually.
Yeah, that's true. I mean...
And her jaw seems really clenched when she speaks. I'm not sure you want to hit that, really.
Say nothing for hitting that. I mean, if I could have a political alliance, I've heard she's one of the great elven princesses of Galanthus. Like, the things, like, that she could do, her ability to govern, she's gotta be at least a couple hundred years old and a genius. So, I don't
political know. Alliance, is that what you kids are calling it these days?
I mean, I have to think of Palor's Hope first, you know? And, I mean, yes, she is hot. Don't let me... I mean, you know what I mean. And then, Brofist again, as we did earlier.
Yeah, Brofist.
Brofist.
Gave me a boner.
And then, like, that was not, like, quiet by any means. People definitely heard that.
Everyone starts winking at Bear Charger again.
And then Rudolph hands him a literal boner.
I told you to give that dick back.
Here you go, buddy.
Stop!
Rudolph gave me a boner.
Rudolph gave me a boner.
There's a song in there somewhere.
Yeah, for sure.
I assume we spend the rest of the feast...
a Christmas classic.
Dancing, making best friends, embarrassing other people that suck, you know, cutting up. Have a great time. Laugh together. Maybe have a few too many, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, you learn over the course of the night there's only four other groups still in it. There was five until you... wrestled Van Galen's team out.
Nice.
Ripped his dick off.
That's one way to say it. Yeah. That's the polite way of saying ripped his dick off.
That's what we call, that's what we bards call a dick move.
Nice. I don't get it, but I do like it. Very good.
In 1,000 years, that'll kill.
There's only one commoner team left, and you've heard all the other names before, but it's Darren Kalor, a small gnome named Timber, and a human bard named Lloyd Loomis.
Darren Kalor?
Who's an albino.
Ooh, fun. What's the first person's name?
Darren Kalor.
Is it any relation to our good friend Footpad?
It doesn't look similar. Did you know Footpad Kalor?
Yeah. Harper didn't. No, I think Harper met him. Wasn't his name Reen? Isn't that fun to think about? No, isn't that fun to think about? Anyways. All right, guys. Our chances are looking great. Just do whatever. I don't know what the next challenge is, but whatever it is, do what we did today, then. All right, buddies?
Hey, Dave.
Who's Dave?
You are.
My name's
sorry, Dave. Harper.
Thank you.
You want me to wrestle more people?
If it comes up, let's just play it by ear. But don't wrestle people without me saying so, just in case.
Okay.
And Bear Charger, you're kicking ass as always. Thanks, buddy.
I want to rip that guy's dick off, but I don't have thumbs. I just got hooves.
Wait, are you saying that you only have hooves?
Yeah, I only have hooves on all four of my limbs.
I don't like that at all.
Why do you think that my weapon is my horns? I can't hold a sword.
Is this canon?
Yes. Of course it is.
That's hilarious.
It's always been canon. I mean, people have drawn. If you know, out there in podcast land, if you've drawn fan art of Bear Charger and you've drawn him with hands, I apologize, but I'm going to need you to go back and change that up to include hooves.
Yep. All right. Well, let's go to bed, grab a couple more ham sandwiches, and you know, get ready for tomorrow. What do you say, guys?
God, a ham sandwich sounds so good right now.
Yeah, Bear Charger, it does sound so good right now.
All right.
And out of character.
You guys get a nice full night's rest.
Nice.
Everything's great. Everything's good. And the next day dawns. It's another beautiful day here in Drunk Roast.
Wake up the next day, we're on fire.
Ooh.
And Walter comes and says, big day.
I assume so, yes.
Second round. It's very, very exciting. You'll be towards the end again since you did so well last time.
Thank you, Walter.
And I hear If we're lucky, the King Dane is going to show up later today. He might even be here in time for your performance. Not performance, that's the wrong word. Your challenge.
Great Dane? Great Dane is going to show up?
The Great Dane.
Oh, he is a Great Dane, yes.
Are they going to do his usual, like, cheer when he comes? Like the woof, 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 woof.
Oh, the elves hate that, but yes, they'll probably do it.
Oh, nice, nice.
Wow. Okay. Can you give us a hint at what our challenge is going to be?
Oh, it'll be a bit of an obstacle course for you.
Is that, were you trying to be shady when you said that? Because it sounds like we're going to be doing an obstacle course.
Wink.
Okay. Thanks, bud.
Yeah. So you go through your day. It's, again, you hear the crowd roaring occasionally, and eventually Walter comes and gets you. Mm-hmm. And he goes, "Oh, it's time. This way. There's only two other groups left."
Wait, only two people besides. Wait. What, like, we're going last though, right?
You're going, yes. Oh no, I mean alive. Wait, yes, it's dangerous.
But like, how dead can you be at the end of this thing? Are there clerics that can resurrect us?
All the way dead? Well, sure, but that's very expensive.
I guess that's true. Oh boy. All right. Well,
I have a question. I have a question here.
Okay, you don't have to raise your hand, bud.
Oh, so technically, does the bard need to be like in the whole thing with the guy, or can I just be in the stands and kind of?
Oh, you certainly have to be there. They'll need all your help, I'm sure. Crap. You're actually supposed to do a song at the beginning,
right? But can I do the song and then you let me out? And I have a date at a bar downtown.
You're bound to do the whole thing. You signed up.
Yeah, you signed up.
Wait, I thought we had status, though. I thought we were like platinum, like first class. And that's why we had a special class and everything. But we also can't leave. No, if we don't like the service.
Not. Hey, why would we want to leave regardless? We're going to go in there, do this thing perfectly, and then win the gold so that I can found the kingdom and make people's lives better. And maybe Ashiara Dane will see something
in me.
You
know what, Paul? You know what, Paul? When I signed up for this, this was the Harper. When I signed up for this, this was not a part of the whole deal.
I circled that part in the contract 5 times. I said,
I did not read the contract.
I said, Rudolph, there's no backing out. Are you okay? And you just kept drinking and saying, mm-hmm. And then you signed it.
Oh. Don't, you seem nervous. It's fine. It's very normal. Don't worry. Nothing bad will happen. You guys are head and shoulders above these other people. No worries.
Well, thank you, Walter. The three of us are of strong mind and resolute heart.
It seems like it. Okay, let's go.
All right, let's go.
Okay.
He takes you out. there's some armed guards who escort you along the way.
This is kind of strange, but all right, sure.
I'm looking for like... you know, any sort of space between guards I'm looking for specifically.
I'm showing one of the guards my wooden trebuchet.
He seems to really like it a lot.
He loves it.
And you come out and there's you're again in front of the stands, and now there seems to be some sort of obstacle course laid out throughout the field of what was battle before. Mm-hmm. And the first area looks very icy.
Okay.
He's like, all you have to do is get to the end and ring the little bell and you're good to go. You're on to the final day.
So we look before us and we have to ring a bell at the end of some ice.
Well, there's ice and then fire and wind and so on and so forth. You'll get it. You'll get it.
All right. Wind, ice, and fire.
All of those things. Can we hear the song? It's time for the song. Go ahead, play for everybody.
Yeah, Rudolph, nail it, buddy.
Okay.
Make sure you talk about my trebuchet.
All right, this is Mr. Harper. It was right, Harper. Right.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
Yeah, this is gonna be my bardic inspiration for you. I need to tune the thing here. Yeah. might be small and narcissistic.
Okay, now we're...
Please don't let that stop you. Because you're also masochistic.
I guess.
So you can take the pain. You'll probably lose, I'll tell it straight. There's just not that much to you.
Why?
Yes, you can fly and shoot some lightning. But that's so last century. One day you'll die, you know the sun. But if you're lucky, you'll be with friends. And if fortune really shines on you, you'll die while inside one of them. So go out and fight. Fight because this is not your time to go.
All right.
That won't happen this time around. Because this is an extra episode.
Rudolph, that was amazing. Some of that was dark and hurt my feelings, but, you know, I feel great right now.
Why would he be lucky if one of his friends ate him? I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't quite understand dying in front of one of my friends. I don't think that would happen, but okay.
You know what, Mr. Harper? I think you're hiding in a closet, and I think you need to come out of the closet. Just saying.
Okay, sure. Whatever.
Just take it with you. Take it with you. It's a foreboding thing.
Yeah, I don't like hearing that. I guess I'll be afraid of closets for exactly 3.5 years and then forget about it. Okay.
All right. So before you lays this giant field of iciness, and beyond that, you can see plumes of fire bursting. And you know, you guys are getting ready to go. And suddenly, you actually hear a big cheer from the crowd, and you're like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And you look over to the box where you saw Asha Yar'Adain before. And apparently her father has entered, and everyone's cheering because he showed up or whatever.
It's a big friggin' deal.
It's a big deal. Everyone's woofing. And as you're looking over, why don't y'all roll perception for me?
For you, anything, buddy.
Please.
13.
17.
6 plus 0, which is
6.
6.
6. Okay. Well, Brett Charter doesn't notice anything, but you notice a tall, slender, blonde-haired figure enter the box behind the king, and you recognize it as your friend Artaxis. So hard to say.
Yeah, it's a bad name to say many times.
Artaxis.
I get cold, and I stare him down, give him just the devil daggers of eyes.
He doesn't seem to be paying attention to you. They're pretty far away.
Gotcha.
You hear Walter going, go ahead, go through the thing. Go now.
All right, boys, let's do this shit. Let's, no matter what happens today, we'll go out as heroes. Am I right? And I put my hand in, to do like the fist pump team thing. And I'm like, come on, put your hands in. Or hooves.
Hooves. Do I have to?
All right, fine. All right, team, go. Let's go. Let's do this. Four pillars, hope. And we bust out into the through the portcullis, ready to take on the ice.
Bear Charger galloping in on all four hoops.
Wait, he's just like a cow now.
he's just a cow that learned to walk on two legs. And also the warlock. Fuck it.
He's not evolving. He's devolving.
Yeah. He's three-quarter cow minotaur. All right, so what do we see in front of us? What's this first stage for?
Can you all roll initiative for this skill challenge you're about to do?
Skill challenge, nice.
I got a 10.
I got an 18.
I got a nat 20.
Oh my gosh.
Fuck.
All right, you enter into the course. You're suddenly hit with a shocking cold. Your body starts to feel like it your limbs start to like slow down, almost like you're freezing solid, and you feel like you're not going to be able to just run through to the other side because it's just so incredibly cold.
Bear Charger's nipple hoop on the left-hand side is sticking straight out.
So, Rudolph, is there something you can do to help the group get through this?
That's a great question, Michael.
I would throw you right into it.
It's really...
Let me get back to you on that.
maybe some sort of... You can either use, like, a skill to be like, you know, I use my dexterity to... Or acrobatics to go flipping through and such. Or you could use a spell to inspire...
Dimension Door.
Wow.
That's a pretty good one.
I dimension door us to the end of the track.
Okay. So I'll need you to roll. What is your use charisma?
It's 19.
So I'll need you to roll. I'll essentially have you do a charisma saving throw. So do whatever plus 8 because that's your saving throw.
Right.
We'll see if you can make a proper dimension door to get you through.
So let's say 14.
14?
Mm-hmm.
You start the incantation, but your fingers are so numb that and you can't do it. You can't form the spell properly. So you fail.
Damn.
Oh, jeez.
Bear Charger, you see your friends struggling and everyone seems to be freezing.
So they're just so cold.
They're so cold. And I will say you each have. We'll use inspiration as a reroll, and I'll say you each have one inspiration. So if you fail, you can reroll from now on. But you have a few failures, so you don't have to burn them right away.
Is he close to me?
You're all together. Yeah.
Okay. I noticed my two best friends in the world, might I add, are so cold, and it pains me to see how cold they are. And so I'm going to gather them both up in a trademark bear hug.
Oh!
And I'll do a strength roll because I'm going to squeeze them so tight and just warm them up.
Keep them warm.
Keep them warm through the long, cold nights. And that is, strength. Yeah, that's an 18 total.
Okay, you just manage to pull them through. Uh-huh. And you guys enter the next field, which is there's just plumes of fire shooting out at you from everywhere.
I'm going to get sick if we keep going from hot and cold and hot and cold. This is really bad for you.
Is that what you... It's your turn, Harper, so are you just going to...
I'm just going to complain. Okay, I would like to cast Blink on myself.
Okay.
And basically, I roll a d20, and if I get...
And is that going to help your friends get through, or is it just going to help you?
It'll probably just help me. But okay. Doesn't that help all of us if you think about it?
Okay, I see.
I'm trying to pull the lever that I saw, and I want to pull the lever to turn off the flames.
Okay. Damn you.
I know. I saw the lever. You tried to hide it. So I cast Blink. I rolled an 8. Nothing happens. Let me see if I can cheat. All right, that's my turn. I fail. I love you guys.
You can burn your inspiration. All right,
I burned my inspiration. That's an 18. All right, so I blink out of existence. I relish my time in the ethereal plane, and then I run up to the end of the heat zone, and I blink back into existence and punch the heck, or actually thwack with my broken staff. On the heat thing to try to lessen the heat that is blowing upon my good friends right there.
Okay, everybody manages to run through the crowds going crazy. Woo!
and I double peace signs, and I'm pointing at everybody, and then I wink at Asha Yara Dane.
I can't really see her from here.
I general area.
You run into the next area, and you're just blasted with hurricane force winds.
I wish it was my turn now. This is what I'm
doing. Yeah, right? but it's not. It's Rudolph's turn. Rudolph, you're getting just blasted in the face with wind.
Just face blasted.
Just blasted.
I'm just drunk enough that it's hard to not make jokes about those two words together.
So it's my turn?
Yes. It is your turn.
So I go like, on Blixen, on Mixen, on Dasher.
Is that some sort of inspiring word?
Inspiring word. So I inspire my two buddies to just persevere and go through the storm.
Okay.
So roll. Do your charisma roll again.
Right. That's a natural one.
Ooh.
Plus eight.
Do you want to? You could read. You can bring your inspiration.
Oh boy.
That's a 19 plus 8, so 27. Okay.
Nice.
You've inspired your friends who you care so deeply about.
And you know their names.
You even know their names to make it through.
Like, come on, Bear Charger buddy. He called us Donner and Blitzen or something like that. That was weird, but we can push through this wind.
I want to be Dasher.
Okay, fine. I'm Blitzen.
Follow the nose, guys. Follow the nose.
His nose is
that's right. Toucan Sam.
Into this. All right, you get into the next section, and there's boulders falling everywhere right at you.
This area sucks.
Bear Charger.
Hmm?
There's boulders flying at you.
I heard that the first time. Not really, but thank you for repeating it. I do athletics. I'm going to take the force of these boulders, and I'm going to be an immovable object stopping an unstoppable force.
That sounds great.
17 plus 5, 22.
All right, Bear Charger shields the way as you guys scurry through, and ahead of you is the little bell that you can ring.
Yes, nice one, Bear Charger. Get it. Ring it with your beautiful hooves and horns.
Yeah, I want to hoof it. Or is it still
amazing? That's amazing, beer guy. That's amazing, beer guy.
So you ring the bell. The crowd is going crazy berserk. It is just pandemonium. Everyone's cheering.
Us.
And Harper looks over to the royal box. And to see Asha Yara Dane's admiring look, and suddenly like a cloud of darkness forms around the box.
Is that bad?
Well, you don't know because it's dark. It's just like an inky cloud has appeared over the box.
What does the rest of the crowd do near them?
Everyone's going crazy. They don't even notice it because they're all so focused on your amazing, spectacular performance.
Rudolph, Bear Charger, I think there's something afoot at the royal box, you see?
That is actually offensive to me to say the word foot, but if you could say something was a hoof.
A hoof, yeah, something a hoof up there.
Guys, I just really have to say, like, you know, this is monumental. Like, I feel I came in like a wrecking ball, right? And I've never hit so hard in love, like, ever.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah.
I just wanted to break the walls and like...
Why are you naked right now?
it's a thing. It happens. I'm sorry.
Hey, Bear Charger, you're strong, right?
Yeah, okay.
I cast Fly on Bear Charger, hop onto his back, and gesture for Rudolph to do the same.
Bear Charger is going to fly like Iron Man. like much akin, if you will.
Bear Charger, fly us over to that inky box over there, please.
Off we go, everybody, hang on.
Whoa!
Don't be your seatbelts. I have seatbelts for some reason.
And I look down at the seatbelts. I'm like, this is very weird. I don't like this. This is freaky. Like, go, hurry. I'm afraid the Great Dane and Asha are in danger.
So we do it.
Okay, so you enter the inky cloud and you can't see anything.
If only there's a way to see through this cloud.
And then a mysterious red light appears in front of you.
Is it blinking?
and somehow you are able to navigate through the darkness.
Thank you so much, Rudolph. If your glowing nose right there caused by broken blood vessels because of your alcoholism didn't flare up just then, we would have died. Surely. Thank you so much.
Thank alcohol. Thank alcohol.
Thank alcohol, everyone.
Thank you, alcohol. You're the best. Do we still have that 13-year-old listening?
Alcohol, the best.
Off character, my 12-year-old son is going to listen to this.
Hey, buddy. Uh-oh. Drugs are cool.
The minimum drinking age is 10, and don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
Knives. Hide knives. Don't hide knives. And drinking is not cool. It's bad. I love it. I love everyone. Don't
hide. Always let people know you have a knife. If you're walking with a knife, carry it out in the open and swing it wildly.
So you have to tell people you have a knife.
Son, this is your dad speaking. Be better than me. Be better.
Do what I say, not what I do.
All right, what do we see?
You burst out the other side of this black cloud, and you see your friend Artixis.
Don't call him my friend, please.
He's much like a scene in Westworld. He's dragging two hooded figures behind him out the back entrance.
Hooded?
Yeah, they look like they've been bound and hooded, so they don't.
Are they robots?
Are they robots?
They could be.
You stop right there, fiend!
You recognize them? That it you know, it's hard to tell without the hood, but you're pretty sure it's the Danes.
The Danes, stop right there!
Being captured.
Unhand the Danes or face the wrath of the three of us.
Unhand those dames, see?
Oh, it's you again.
Yeah.
Where are your friends, Titus Harper?
They're right here.
Your other friends. Where's the Dragonborn and the small dwarf and the purple lady?
Motherfucker, you know the Dragonborn's dead.
Yes, I do.
We've killed you once. We can kill you again.
Oh, but there's only three of you this time.
But we're stronger, boy.
Are you? There's only two of them. I'm just here, Rudolph, because I was hired for, like, you know, party shit, and I think my job is done, so, you know, yeah.
It's time to be a hero, man. We gotta save the king. Save the girl.
That's your thing, man. Are you gonna increase my pay, or, like,
how's this going? I'll increase your pay.
All right, I'm with them, I guess.
I hand him one of the one of the foiled chocolates. I bet you're shining around.
You know this is a foiled chocolate, buddy.
I agree to disagree.
It would behoove you to follow us, right? Right?
That's offensive.
Sorry.
All right. Crap. Fuck it. Sure.
Artixis, I'm warning you one last time. Unhand them, or else there'll be violence.
He unhands them, but then he goes to attack.
No, don't!
And I guess we'll roll initiative again.
Oh, balls. This time, I rolled a natural 20.
Ooh, why do you keep lying?
I dropped a dice.
So 23 total.
That dice that I dropped, it probably would have been a 20, so we should just give it to me. I got a 13.
Nice.
22 total.
Guys, your rolls are so good.
We roll it when we need it, baby.
Okay, Harper, you're up first.
Harper, glowing in his finger, says, "You made a bad mistake, friend," and cast Disintegrate on Artixis.
That sounds bad.
They have to make a dexterity saving throw of, I think it's 17 or 19, 17? 17, yeah. So they have to beat a 17 dex saving throw.
He got three.
Okay, so three is bad. So he takes. Fails. He takes. It's so good for us. He takes 69 damage.
What kind of damage?
Force. He takes 69 force damages.
God damn it. That's like one of the things he doesn't have. All right.
So a green ray goes out from my finger and hits him for a large 69. I'll use my wizard shit. Or my, wizard shit. I'm so sorry. My sorcerer shit allow me to take another action. And you're not allowed to cast two spells unless they're a cantrip. So I will cast Acid Spray, which is somewhere in... Acid Splash, excuse me. So I will throw a globule of acid at him, and he has to make another dex saving throw.
I'm going to go ahead and say he probably does not make it.
Okay, and then he takes 11 points of damage. That sucks. And that's my turn.
Okay, he does not look pleased.
He just got 80 points of damage done to him, so...
Rudolph.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm actually going to do something useful for once. I'm going to do Thunder Wave, but this is how Rudolph does a Thunder Wave. What you see him do is he takes in a lot of air, going like, and he lets out this incredibly loud burp. And that burp hits everyone.
Oh, fuck.
In a 15-foot cube originating from the point of burp. and so everybody in that cube has to make a constitution saving throw or take 2d8 points of thunder damage. And it's pushed 10 feet away.
Who hits? Who gets hit?
They take half on a fail. Yeah. Successful. Yeah. Okay, because... Artixis just rolled a natural 20.
Oh, frick. Does Rudolph burp on any of us?
You're probably standing shoulder to shoulder, so...
No.
It's probably fine.
Thanks,
buddy. All right, so he takes 4 points of damage.
Damn!
Damn!
So he almost falls down, but he manages to keep his feet.
And then I go, P.U.!
Bear Charger.
What is this thing we're fighting again?
It's an Arcanoloth. His name is Artixis. He turned into like a fox man. I probably should have mentioned that once you started fighting him.
You didn't do that.
I didn't. He was the guy with the sandy blonde hair before. You met him on the road once. He was drinking wine.
He had my sister's finger. We attacked him. It was great role play. Remember when I attacked?
Oh, so he's like a monster of some sort.
Yeah, he looks like a human, but he's actually a fiend.
Good, because I can't hold monster. Duh. He has to succeed at 16 wisdom saving throw.
Sorry, he rolled an 18.
Oh, damn!
Wait, why are you excited about that?
Oh, I don't know.
You're like, wham, 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 wham.
Nice. Fuck him up, Artixis. I'm on his side now.
Do I have height? Do I have haste? Where's my haste?
I chose to do damage instead. Maybe I should. I don't know.
Do you know how many times I could have headbutted this dude?
18? All right. Sorry, buddy.
Okay. Well, shit. I'm not going to do anything.
I wanted to impress Asha, so, you know.
Uh-huh. She would be impressed by how supporting you are.
That is true.
And what a good husband you would make.
Look, I can cast haste on you, m'lady.
So what is Bear Charger doing?
That's it. I mean, shit, I did an action.
Sorry. My bad. You did do a thing.
I failed it. I could have used that opportunity to not do that. Wait a minute. Okay, never mind. I thought I could, like, use inspiration, but it probably doesn't work for somebody else's saving throws, eh?
No.
Like, I'm inspired for you to do shittier.
And you have to declare it.
Well, I declare it.
Yeah, next time you can definitely do it.
Okay, I appreciate that.
It's going to cast a spell. I'm just trying to decide which one.
Make sure it's not a bad one, because that sucks.
Oh, it's going to be its worst one.
No!
It can't be Frost Breath, because you already did that.
Yeah, don't
recycle your old ideas.
Exactly.
See, I want to cast Finger of Death.
We all do.
But that would only get one of you.
We kind of only need to get one of us, if you know what I'm saying.
What is that? He fingers of death Rudolph.
Now that does 69 damage.
Whoa!
Now he's going to cast Chain Lightning, and you all must make a dexterity saving throw.
All day, dog. 8. Apparently not all day.
I don't think that does well.
Yeah, I think you fail. I think I fail too. What do you two kids get?
19 plus a...
you succeed.
23.
You succeed. Stop. You're hurting my feelings.
11?
Okay. Bear Charger and Harper take 47 damage.
Owie! My ding ding!
Wait.
I have resistance to lightning, I think.
Don't you dare.
Can we go back up to full? Do we have a long
rest? Yeah, you're up to full. Yep.
Thank God, because otherwise I'm dead.
And
I'm resistant to lightning damage.
Rudolph takes 23. So I guess you and Rudolph take 23.
Dank.
And we go back to Harper.
Okay, this time I'm like, guys, I'm sorry. And he goes...
Ashiara Dane has pulled off her hood. And she goes, Harper, kill this bastard.
You can hear him. He takes out a bit of licorice and puts it back in his pocket. So I will go ahead and cast Scorching Ray at 5th level. Like, you got it, baby. It's gonna, I mean, oh shit, that was weird to say to someone I just met. At 5th level. So I make a spell attack for each ray, and I am shooting 5 rays at him. I'm throwing,
okay.
Hey, Ray Romano. So the first one is a 14. Second one is a 25. Third one is a 18. Fourth one is a 23. Fifth one is a nat 1. So I think I probably hit with 3 of them, right?
Hit 3 times.
Okay. And for each of them, that's 2d6 or 6d6 fire damage. And bam. Fuck. And so that is 27 damage. Then I will use my meta magic thingy to cast firebolt on him. And he
27 kills him.
Oh, okay. So yeah, I shoot all these like rays of fire that come out of my hands that streak around and shoot through him and just course through him as he's like, ah, I'm a fox, fuck! And I'm like, you should never mess with my fox. And then I point, but since I'm casting so much magic, I point at the dad. I'm like, oh no.
I like to imagine you not realizing somebody's dead and just still hurling spells at them.
Yeah.
He goes, you'll see me again, as he vanishes from this plane of existence.
I'm counting on it.
In the third act.
You have to kill these fools in the plane of demon zone, but good. I run down and unhood the Papa Dane, untie him, and it goes, sir, I'm so sorry I allowed that to even happen. We should have known that our Tixis would have be up to his usual weird tricks of making my life even worse. Okay, I'm sorry.
She already pushes her father out of the way and jumps on top of you. And I think that's where we'll stop.
And as I fall down, I accidentally shoot 15 more fire bolts at Rudolph's face, melting him and killing him.
That ties up all the loose ends.
All the loose ends. It's so
good. And as I go out, I mutter, and you hear this. Hello, darkness, my old friend.
I can't stop shooting magic.
Ooh, what you say?
Just kidding. I don't shoot magic on him. That would be rude. But I'm just getting so rude. Kissed. Michael, tell me how you're kissing me.
No, the curtain already dropped.
Oh, okay.
People just have to use their imaginations.
I give you kisses. Harper's saying.
Yeah. I get in there.
Everybody get in here. Bear Charger's just smooching. He doesn't care what.
Hey, get in here. It's a smooch trial. Papa Dane, you get in here too.
This is how it goes.
I bring the charged dragon skull. I start smooching that one too.
This is my pay right here. This is canon.
It all ends with an orgy.
I bring out Raykov's dick, and I'm like, we could do whatever with this thing, buddies.
Oh, yeah. Do a medevac. That's my fetish.
I slap everyone in the head with the ding dong. This is canon. I shrug.
Waka, waka, waka.
We're like this all the time.
What zany characters are we gonna fuck next?
Well done, everyone.
Wow. I can't believe that is what happened.
I know, right?
I feel like I always knew that was the true origin of Paylor's Hope.
Bear Charge is real powerful. I'm kind of sad that he's dead.
He's strong.
All those headbutts.
And yeah. He had that synergy with Harper. It was great.
Yeah. Warlocks are really strong. And I bet you, if you were around, you and Jayla would just make Michael's first three rounds a living hell.
That's why I had to purposefully kill Bear Charger.
That's why you chose to kill Bear Charger.
That's why I chose maliciously to kill Bear Charger.
Mm-hmm. I want to point out, though, that Rudolph is still alive.
He is.
He is.
Oh, shit.
He is.
His face did not get melted.
No, we were going to see him at the next War of Fury games.
Canon. Yeah.
Well, thank you, everybody. Jonas, it was a pleasure to finally have a bard on who will, sing and play instruments.
Norhal has been doing that for a while. Dunk Zone.
Also, I'm not familiar with.
Okay, sorry. Your I wish I knew how to actually play a musical instrument because you put Jet to shame, and I don't like it.
I'll do your background music. We'll like do sessions. I'll record, and you'll just lip sync, and
I'll just riff. It'll be freestyle.
Yeah, it's cool. Mm-hmm. I'll do it. Milli Vanilli style.
But yes, thank you so much.
Wow, I just stated myself.
I so much enjoyed Rudolph Reindeer. I don't really understand the reference, but that that was an important part.
Of the chilling backstory, by the way.
Chilling. Yeah, I was getting very nervous, and I'm glad we didn't finish it. So.
Yeah, I think we have to delve deeper into that at some point.
Farther back in time. next holiday episode, the horrors of Rudolph Reindeer.
Yeah, it's gonna be weird if you like came back and it wasn't around Christmas. It's like, why is the guy named Rudolph Reindeer?
What the fuck? Stop giving me candy canes, weirdo.
Everybody accepts you for like a month out of the year, and then the rest you're just like ostracized.
Turn your fucking nose down, dude.
That's his life. That's his life.
That is true. Yeah. That is true. Yeah. Michael, thank you so much for making this fun side story. We should do more of these more often. Or less. I don't know.
No, I enjoyed it quite a bit.
I loved it.
It was amazing.
It was so much fun.
Yeah,
it was good.
And thank you. Thank you to Raw Fury Games for making this happen. Go to Steam and find Kingdom and Goner and Kathy Rain and whatever comes next, which I'm excited about.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what was the one that was coming in 2017? I just saw it a second ago and it had a dope name, but I'm too drunk to remember it.
Is that?
You don't have to wait for me to find out. Oh yeah. Tormentor X Punisher. Is that what it says? That sounds dope.
That sounds dope.
Yeah. That's
just neat everywhere.
That is something to look forward to. It's such an amazing game. That's the thing I play whenever I have like a few minutes for myself. That's the game I put up and play.
So you're connected. You got that early access.
Very lucky. Man. Well, that is one great thing about making content in 2016/2017 when this is released, is you can just be like, hey, you do cool stuff. We do cool stuff. Let's make cool stuff together. And that is so beautiful when creators get together. You know, I love to make hashtag content. And thank you for making content with us. Because it's, you know, we're just all one big community. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was amazing. Just, thank you so much for having me on, and yeah, I had a lot of fun.
Yeah,
yay! It was great seeing Harper and Bear Charger again as well.
I miss them.
I did not realize what Bear Charger was capable of.
Warlocks are very strong.
Yeah,
especially with headbutts.
Yeah,
seriously, four headbutts in a single turn. Who would have thought?
And hooves and things like that. You probably can't do four headbutts, but whatever.
I did four headbutts.
I know, but it's probably against the rules.
If I use an attack action, I get to do it again.
Probably as a bonus action, and you can only do one bonus. I'm just thinking of...
It doesn't say that.
I was just thinking of Nyx and how many punches she could do, and it got really confusing when you did the math. Anyways, I'm sorry. Yeah. I just want to hold off any emails.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter at Geekly Inc. or at D&D Podcast. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
And you can check us out at Raw Fury Games.
Excellent. Go to our Facebook page, too. We have one of those, and we always forget about it, and we're sorry about that.
I'm sorry, Facebook.
But we love you guys too. All right. Well, until our next flashback, it's been dicey.
Super dicey.
Dicey. That was Raw Fury.